Live and local. The Weeknd.
Seriously, I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulate a thought in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality. And I'm hoping that you can be on the air more in the future. And by the way, it's Saturday morning. This is your friend Chet. And a big, big listener of KKFT. Take care.
News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Check one, two. Ground control to Major Craig.
Good morning.
Ground control to Major Craig.
How are you this morning, John?
I took my protein pills and put my helmet on.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting monitors working here again. So, yeah, how are you, my friend? How was your week?
It's going well your week? So far.
Oh, that's good. Awesome. Oh, I got a heck of a story about my trip to Tahoe. You thought I was an idiot before. If we have time today, and maybe in this break, I can tell you all about it. Things not to do. That's what I'm here for. I'm John Potter. Good morning. Hello. On this day before the first day of fall, this is the last day of summer. At least that's what it says on paper. This is northern Nevada. Yeah, wait 20 minutes, it'll be summer again.
Yeah, we're going to be in the 80s this week, so we're part of this week anyway.
Oh, are we? Okay. There you go. But the fall colors are coming. They're already in some areas. I should have jotted down the areas I heard where the fall colors have really sprouted. So looking forward to that, especially around Tahoe, up north, up down south, everywhere. I'm just going through my Facebook messages to start the show here. Yeah, like I said, it's everything local here, live and local Saturday, 9 to noon, and came across a question I can't answer, and either this is a question Google can't answer, but I bet Craig can. Somebody on my Facebook asking, does Reno still have a phone book?
Kind of, sort of, yes and no. It's not a phone book.
I went on Google. There's Reno white pages and Reno Nevada phone book, but you click them and it's all online stuff.
Yep.
So the actual book, otherwise known as the written internet, it just hit me. There's what, 10 years now we haven't had a Reno phone book. And I used to use them to block my guest bedroom door open, and they were good spider killers, but no phone book anymore. I don't know when it stopped. It just one day I noticed it was gone. I don't come to think of it, I don't think we, and you would know this, Craig, I don't think we have any real, and when I say real, I mean the copper wire landline phone. As I understand it, at least with my service, I ordered the landline phone, and come to find out during the power outage, but you know, we get landline phones for emergencies and things like that. And during the power outage, it didn't work. And I trace the wires and it goes into my internet router.
Well, it goes into either your internet router or another secondary router that does your phone service. But that's why at my residence, I have a battery backup, a small UPS that keeps my...
Oh, you already lost me.
Yep. Yeah. It's called Uninterruptible Power Supply, UPS.
But what happened to all the copper wires?
Well, there's still some out there. But
really? Okay.
Yeah, the copper wires pretty much go from, for some services, go out to what they call their DMARC out on the street somewhere down the street.
All right.
And then in that DMARC, they have... It changes it to internet from that point
the
on.
The DMARC, okay.
Yeah.
It's really weird because I paid for it for emergencies. And it when the computer's off, it's off. So I need a battery backup, you say.
Yeah, okay. Just a small UPS.
Okay.
And that's not United Parcel Service. That's UPS for United or Uninterruptible Power Supply. So
okay.
Just grab one of the small ones from Best Buy or Walmart. And that'll keep your router online, and it'll also keep your internet possibly online as long as Charter or Spectrum or whoever you have.
You know me and technology. I wouldn't be so sure about.
I mean, John, you know how to plug something into the wall, right? You know how to plug something into the wall.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Okay. Plug the power supply into the wall, plug your router into the power supply.
All right.
There it is. Okay. You're done.
Open up the phone lines.
Maybe I will. They are open as of that second.
Maybe somebody can answer this question at my level.
Oh, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
My social skills include laughing when I shouldn't laugh, telling jokes in awkward situations, and saying you too when the waiter tells me to enjoy my meal.
And
you know me well, don't you?
Yeah.
And you know what?
Kamala Harris, you just mentioned.
Sometimes this lack of technology is handy. If my show sucks today, I can blame it on my printer. And everybody who's been listening to this show knows that my printer never works right. So, the printer is just a mess there. Okay, so I got to tell you about, you thought I was dumb with technology. Okay, I had quite a trip this week. So my wife and I, we like country music. We listen to the new songs, you know, and if we like a singer or a group, we get the CD or we search them on Spotify and we hear their stuff when we're, you know, when we sit or work in the backyard, we play our new country favorite people. And we got to liken this duo, Dan and Shay. And I've just heard their songs. Kathy likes seeing them judge on the Voice TV show, which I can't stand. And so they were coming to Tahoe to do a concert. It was this week. And by the way, I got to interrupt and say inflation. You think inflation hurt meat and eggs? I think concert tickets are the biggest victim of inflation. Unbelievable. But I bought two good seats. I spent a lot of money here. Two good seats, five rows from the stage. This is Harvey's Lake Tahoe, you know, the outdoor concert stage there. I even got the hotel room, and we're in Tahoe to see Dan and Shay outdoors at Harvey's. I mean, perfect weather. The opening act was very good. And after him, the roadies, they all got on stage and, you know, they set things up for Dan and Shay and were psyched. And half an hour later, all the musicians are on stage and not two, but one guy comes out and he rushes through like three songs before Kathy and I realize, hey, only one of these guys showed up and here we paid all this money. I mean, I don't know what Dan and Shay look like, but Kathy said it looked more like Dan. And so we're starting to get pissed off about this, and we're getting even madder about this because it looks like the rest of the crowd doesn't seem to care. It was a lot of money for me, but the rest of the crowd, they're applauding and cheering and everything. And five songs in, Kathy starts yelling, "Where's Shay?" I mean, loud, over and over again. "Where's Shay? We want Shay!" And I did my back-in-the-day thing, you know, telling her, you know, when only one of a duo showed up, it used to be that they would cancel the concert and refund the money. This looks like a cash grab, right? And then I join in. I'm yelling, "Hey, where's Shay?" And the people in front of us are looking back at us like we're just the superest, rudest Goombas. I don't know if the guy on the stage heard us, but he starts looking angry, and he's finally through, and he walks off the stage, and people are still cheering, and the crew comes on to clear the stage. We finally get up. We grouse all the way back to the hotel about what a ripoff this was. Come to find out, I got to ask you, can you guess the rest of the story here? Okay, I guess not. Okay. There were actually two opening acts.
So you didn't even get to go see the main act. You saw.
But it's not our fault. There was no announcer introducing anyone. How many times does a and also how many times does a concert have two opening acts? And oh my gosh, we're there making a scene and we're telling this poor guy,
we want Shay.
I am ashamed. I'm very embarrassed. I really am. And feel incredibly foolish that we saw two opening acts that were so-so after spending all this money and didn't realize. Oh, why wouldn't they have an announcer? I don't understand. Were we the only ones who were dumb enough to leave? And I looked at a picture of Dan and Shay, and this guy who did the second opening act kind of looks like Dan. So I don't think it's just me. Well, maybe it is. And then, oh, the hotel at Southlake. So Kathy and I, we're still stuck in 1990. And so is Spectrum. You know, Spectrum Cable and its channel guide, they're straight 1990, right? But we don't know anything else. So we turn on the hotel TV, and it's, listen, I've seen smart TVs. This was like super smart TV. There was no channel guide, just nothing but these picture ads for this show or that movie. You scroll right, and there's more pictures of movies and shows and more to infinity, folks. Channel logos, you click them, and each one wants your user IDs and passwords. You know what? Even if I could, and it was free, I wouldn't do it. I'm super stingy with, my private information. So we get to see nothing. You know, I do understand. I'm coming off here like a total ancient relic from the Ice Age. But this was a day that we heard that there was another Trump assassination attempt, and we couldn't even find the news on this damn thing. So I broke down and decided to display my ignorance and stupidity to the front desk clerk, explain my situation. I can't find the channel guide. Where's those broadcast networks? I just want to see the news. And Generation Z just looked at me with sympathy. I think they said something like, we're going to send a teenager to your room, and he can explain how to work the TV set, sir. Jimmy is going to come by. He's going to show you the buttons and what they do for the TV set. So you watch a TV, and I'm thinking, man, I am a 35-year television news professional. My gosh, what a trip. I don't know what to call it. You know, let me end on a happy note. I am very impressed with Southlake Motels, which used to be the rundown budget places. You know, many of them are five-star now, especially the ones on Park Ave. You know, the Tahoe Blue, the Paradise, the Alette, the Heavenly Inn, the Moose and the Maple Lodge, and the Three Peaks Resort and Beach Club, where I always stay, or stayed before this. But multi-million-dollar renovations there on these little motels, and of course they spent that so they can charge a lot more money there by state line. And now it's like the big casino hotels that are looking a bit old and run down. So I had called last week and booked a top floor because I like the outside balcony. The balconies, I said, I'll take an upstairs deluxe king. Well, this upstairs room was just a 200 square foot box, no balcony, like all the other rooms. It turns out deluxe is the smallest, the lowest levels of all rooms. Deluxe is the lowest level. What the heck? I missed the deluxe somewhere. There's no regular or classic room. Now some places they started deluxe and the level up. You should have got the premium. You just got the deluxe. It's a whole new world, folks. I can't believe they thought that I'd be intelligent enough to do this talk show.
Well, I got a text message on my personal phone from a friend of mine in Smith Valley. It says, yes, to answer John's question, they were the only ones dumb enough to leave the concert early. It says on all the posters, all the signage,
it mentions
acts, opening acts.
Did not see one poster. You're wrong, sir.
Well, if you go to the concert page, it shows it.
Oh, the concert page.
If you're buying your ticket online or whatever, you're seeing, it shows both opening acts.
Not my online tickets. Hey, I actually used a digital ticket, and it said Dan and Shay on it. I don't know who those opening acts, two of them, were. Anyway, I got to take a break. I'm way late here. Phone number 884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Lots of interesting guests coming up. FM News Talk time, 921.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
John Potter here, back with you live and local. I did this a few times last Saturday. I'll do it a few times today, and that is to, if any firefighters are listening, I salute you, sir, ma'am, especially those who were working and working for, I heard, 12 to 14 hours fighting the Davis fire at a time. And kudos to people like, and I got to bring this up because comedian John DeResta is going to be on the show this morning. He's appearing at the Carson City Nugget, and the Carson City Nugget has unloaded a bunch of tickets to the first responders and firefighters. It's so good to see businesses with these deals. I've seen restaurants offering the meals and everything to Davis Fire fire crew people. That is awesome. I wish I could personally do more. But I just want to give my sincere thank you to them. Let me see. Emails. There are two about something I brought up 2 weeks ago. And I'm sorry I didn't get to these last Saturday, about how I and many people up in age still have it in our heads that we look like we're still 33 years old, and that the mirror always seems to surprise us. Mike G. from Carson City writes, Mr. Potter, another great weekend show. Reference your affliction for looking in the mirror and seeing the 1985 vision of your youth. The phrase which best describes this fantasy is the mind is willing, but the body isn't. Well, I wouldn't go that far with me. And somebody else wrote on that monologue that I did last Saturday, you find yourself stuck at 33 years of age. I congratulate you on your maturity. I'm 68, and I'm still trying to work my way past my teens. My wife likes to remind me, you're not 33 years old anymore. And I know she'll say, oh, babe, you smell so good. What are you wearing? And I'll say my anti-inflammatory cream for joints by Versace Men's. Seriously, when I get up in the morning, I am walking like Chester from Gunsmoke. That's another reference that half my audience is not going to get, which
maybe even more than half.
Probably, but it reminds me, I got to tell you, we were out to lunch with a couple and their teenage son, and there was something on the menu that was like Nantucket clam chowder. I said to the other couple, I said, there once was a girl from Nantucket. And our friends laughed at that, and their 19-year-old son goes, yeah, well, who is she? I said, Jeremy, she walked with her head in a bucket. So anyway, what I want to say is this aging adjustment is what it is, but I keep pushing on, you know? And one thing I've noticed is that despite my best efforts running and jogging and biking and hiking most every day at dawn, is that you get fat as you age. And I think because you're programmed to die, it's nature. Once you get past the age of reproduction, nature doesn't have any use for you. So it starts pushing you toward the door. And gaining weight is one of the ways it does it. Nature intends for you to put on weight, and your body changes. Basically, nature is a jerk. So once I turned 60, I did notice that I needed to burn more calories to keep the extra pounds from catching me. But, you know, it's just a system. It's part of our design. It's a natural process. And we'll just keep fighting it. And I think, you know, do your best. But don't beat yourself up. Don't let the old man in, right? You know, I'm a kid at heart and a senior citizen in my knees, hips, and back. I take 2 aspirin and keep away from children, just like the bottle says. But I never before had to worry about what I ate, and now it's like I gotta lose it before you're too old, or else, you know, when you fall, nobody can get you up. I asked my doctor, how do you explain this Mediterranean's thing where they live to be 100 and they're eating the salty, fatty foods while drinking more wine than water? And he says the American diet is crap. It's processed foods. It's flour. It's fast food, snacking, sodas and sugar. And he says processed foods and soda are the catalysts for 75% of American health issues. Okay, I get that. That I get. But I also have had people tell me that our food is bad because all the seed oils that they use today in food are genetically modified. And here's the thing. I don't have a problem with genetically modified food, to be honest with you, because virtually every agriculturally produced product, plant or animal, is genetically modified to begin with. It may not have been done in a lab, but it was done at a farm for centuries and millennia. All the food we eat is, and I'm going to get into Derek with this. He's up next. All the food we eat is dramatically modified genetically through crossbreeding. We've created new species. Corn is not a naturally occurring species. Cows are not. The sheep and the goats we have today, even our dogs and cats today, they're not naturally occurring species. Wheat isn't. Neither are the horses that we see today. Not a natural species. They were developed by intensive breeding of plants and animals by human beings over centuries. And we, our ancestors, going back hundreds of years, modified our environment. And so if somebody goes in a lab and they change the genetic setup, myself, I don't have a problem with that. But if you cook your food with real ingredients without all the chemicals, that, I feel, would save you a lot of money and help you more nutritionally. You know, some swear by bean burgers and soy hot dogs. It's not for me. What really helps is eating less, which is hard for us. We're hunter-gatherers who are always hungry. And when food is there, we eat it. So now the question is, how do I stop eating chips and salsa? Do they stop making them or do I die? That's the only options. Thanks for the uplifting message, John. Coming up next, Derek Lee, Brain Health Formulas. He has a new product for brain health. What are the other guests we have today? Comedian John DiResta, as I said. I remember when he had his own TV show years ago. Brenda Hannon talking about estate services. When somebody in your family passes away, how do you unload your stuff and make a very nice profit out of it, and what you have to look out for when you're doing that thing, and also how to eliminate clutter. Wow, that would apply to me. Our phone number, 884-9910. I'm going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter. It's all live and local every Saturday morning. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 932.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Oh, this is nice. Now people on my Facebook are messaging me about what a great show Dan and Shay did. Thanks. Who's this? Tom. Okay, Tom. Way to go. Hey, Derek, how's it going? Derek Lee.
Hey, John, how you doing? I'm doing
not
good.
Well. Oh, I got a true story for you. Yesterday, I forgot to take my Brain Health Formulas memory pill. Yesterday, this was. Yesterday morning, I take them every morning with my coffee. And yesterday, forgot the Brain Health Formula memory pill. And later in the day, I go to Costco. And I get my stuff, and I order at the cashier. I always order the hot dog and the soda. I forgot to pick up. I picked up my hot dog. They called my number. I forgot to pick up my soda after I ordered the hot dog. And I'm driving home. I reach over for my drink holder, and it's not there. And my cup is probably still sitting there at Costco with my number on it. And I am going today to get it. So Brain Health Formulas has two new formulas. I have a lot of interesting brain health news that just came out. I'm just going to give you the headlines for now. New research is now linking obesity to dementia. This is in line with your fat blocker product or fat buster product, I'm sorry. A new study published in Journal of Neuroscience says obesity can disrupt reproductive health by altering brain circuitry. And in Medical News Today magazine, a new study challenges the previously accepted cause for Alzheimer's disease, and that fits in with your products also. But tell me about the two new formulas you have at Brain Health Formulas. And by the way, another plug for Restore, which I faithfully take every morning, and it's been a godsend. But anyway, two new formulas. What's the first one?
First one, we're calling it Energy. It is a 50% stronger Restore. But what bothers me is some people come into my office and say, hey, Derek, you know, I've been taking 6 to 8 Restore capsules first thing in the morning.
Wow. I still do one.
To me, it bothers me that it doesn't bother me that people take that much. What bothers me is that's a lot of money people go through. And so since there's 100 capsules in a bottle, if they're taking 8 capsules first thing in the morning, that means it's only a 13-day supply. And so I just made a stronger version, and we're calling it Energy.
I never felt the need to take more than one, but okay, so this is like a super stronger Restore?
It's 120 milligrams of amino acids per capsule instead of 80, so 50% stronger. And that's the only difference, is it's just stronger.
And let's remind the folks, there's no caffeine in this.
No caffeine. It's just activating the brain. And when we activate the brain, we activate our immune system, so our immune system functions more efficiently. And we kind of just have better general overall health and well-being. So we can prevent a lot of ailments. We can prevent a lot of sickness. We can prevent a lot of long-term damage, like developing. It extremely reduces the possibility of Alzheimer's and dementia. It reduces any of those diseases, any diseases. It even reduces the potential of developing cancer.
In terms of the sense of well-being, I saw, I think it was online, some people are selling bottles of pills labeled serotonin. That's not real, is it? I mean, you can't bottle up serotonin.
Not really.
That's the brain product or ingredient that promotes your alertness and your good feeling. And your.
It's the good feeling.
Right, yeah, the good feeling. But a lot of these pills, you got to be really skeptical about. I mean,
there is ways to stimulate the production of serotonin, but you will eventually burn out those pathways. And so, as for serotonin, some people who love to do sports, who love, you know, they can generate the serotonin feeling or effect by achievements, accomplishments. It's similar to weightlifting. You do a one rep max and you reach your goal. You're like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. And so there's a reward center. You trigger that reward center, and you're going to reduce serotonin. And so there's
well, not only that, but if you start taking, even if it was real, serotonin pills, you're training the brain not to produce it naturally.
That's it. That's the problem.
And this is the problem with drinking, actually, too.
Right.
Because, or drugs.
Right.
And you take this stuff, and you're training the brain that you're getting these good feelings and energy and such artificially.
Yep.
So the natural process shuts down.
Right.
Your pills don't interfere with that.
No, it only encourages the normal state.
All right, but it's nothing that the brain says, hey, I can take a rest and not make this product on my own. I'm going to rely on the pills.
It balances out the normal function of the brain. And for some people, that normal function, we start to experience what normal is because we don't know what normal is previously. And so you might feel like you have a tremendous amount of energy, but that's just unused energy from previous, you know, earlier in life. And so it's not stimulating anything because there's no crash when you take Restore. It might wear off because we're using amino acids like a fuel, like a gas in a gas tank, or diesel in a diesel for diesel vehicles. But it's just activating. It's not stimulating. Stimulating is when you have a spike and then a crash.
Yeah.
And since we're using amino acids as the activator, it's just this long arc.
It's fascinating.
And so it doesn't really, you don't get that stimulant, it's more of activate. And when that fuel runs out, then it slowly tapers off, but it doesn't crash.
So this new product is called?
Energy.
Boy, you come up with the snazzy names.
It's a doozy. That took a lot of effort on that one.
Honestly, well, you know, it's good. It's to the point. It's not gimmickry. You want to be simple and pure and get the message out. Well, it's called Energy. All right. Is it on your website?
It is. It's on there.
All right. BrainHealthFormulas.com. All right. The second new product.
Fungus, yeast, and mold. Oh, my.
Now that is catchy.
That was not my doing, by the way.
Fungus, yeast, and mold. Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Well, you're going to have to explain this one. Go ahead.
Okay. So what we've been, so if someone has arthritis is based on different types of fungus, because fungus is the only thing that can actually live within the body that it doesn't need an oxygen supply. It just feeds off different things. Fungus is pretty adaptable. However, fungus also needs a fuel source. It needs energy. It needs food. And so if we look at what the food would be for a fungus, over a yeast, not yeast infection, but yeast within the cellular wall of the intestinal tract. And so it's not on the intestinal wall. So if you have an endoscopy or colonoscopy that's starting to trying to analyze what's wrong with the intestinal tract, and there's no visual issues. As we age, I think you mentioned earlier something about aging something.
That's me.
But we have to start looking at, as we age, why is it that we gain weight? Even though we eat the same amount of foods, we eat the same amount of calorie content, all of a sudden we start gaining weight as we age. Our health starts to wane as we age. And so what I continually do is look at why. Why does this happen? What there has to be some reason of why we're not absorbing nutrients. There has to be some reason.
You mean as we age?
As we age, yeah.
Because nature is a jerk. And I said this earlier. I just noticed that when I hit 60, suddenly I gained 10 pounds because you're programmed. You were programmed to reproduce for a while, and then you're programmed to die, it seems.
And this is why we have this formula called fungus, yeast, and mold. Because if we look at something disrupting the absorption of nutrients, and nothing on the intestinal wall is going to show, but if we have something in the intestinal wall, that means it's being fed every time we eat. And so if yeast is the food source for a fungus, it's blocking off, so it continues to grow as we age. So it blocks off more and more and more nutrients as we age, and therefore we stop reducing the amount of nutrients we actually need for the body to repair itself. And so if we start looking at yeast as the most detrimental thing to humans as we age, I've been able to track this all the way back to like ancient Roman and ancient Greek times. Back then it was all based in war, right? When they were done destroying other villages, destroying other towns, cities, whatever they were viewed at that time, they would go back to where they would live, mm-hmm. and they would celebrate. They would drink a lot of wine, they eat a lot of bread, and they would get fat and then have to go back to war again to burn off all the extra weight. But so if we just look at that from that simple place, they drink a ton of wine, they'd eat a lot of bread because those were easy to make. But they could only do that for so long before they couldn't do it anymore. And then the younger generation had to come in. So they weren't warring late into age. They were just going into battle for a certain amount of time because they couldn't do it anymore. So an overgrowth of yeast has been there throughout history.
Okay.
Throughout history.
It's odd that you call this product fungus, yeast, and mold, because actually these pills block the production of...
It reduces the absorption of nutrients. And so if we have to absorb nutrients to repair our body, mm-hmm. yeast is the one thing that can live within us, because, if you think about sugar cravings, if you look at it from a place of drinking alcohol, those are all sugar and yeast. If we have sugar,
that's
sweets...
True.
That feeds the yeast, sugar, candy, alcohol, sugar, alcohol, doesn't matter. a beer, wine, vodka, hard alcohol, they all are sugar-based. So that's going to feed a yeast, and so that it only grows. It only expands because nothing to this date, to my knowledge anyways, has been able to disrupt that yeast production.
All good things are sugar-based. I got my pasta, my bread. Oh, my goodness.
It's disturbing. So this is why we developed this, and we've been able to reverse arthritis in almost every single body part in our testing. And so it's, and we've been also, so if you take fungus, yeast, and mold formula an hour before you eat, sometimes when I do this, I don't eat for 4 hours after I take it because I'm not hungry. And it's, so I've been able to adjust not only what I eat, but how I eat, because it really disables that hunger mechanism. It's kind of, it's weird how it works, but it's kind of fascinating.
It's a huge thing, sugar and the body.
Yeah.
And this is the first product I think I've heard of that really addresses that head on. Fungus, yeast, and mold, oh my. And the other product, Energy, you find them at brainhealthformulas.com. One more segment with Derek Lee up next. And your phones, calls, we'll take 884-9910. This guy can, I throw all sorts of questions at him. He answers them. He knows. We don't rehearse this at all. So call and ask your health question. Derek Lee, he's here for the next 10 minutes. 884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 950.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk KKFT FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk KKFT.
John Potter, one more segment with Derek Lee at brainhealthformulas.com. Okay, a new study published in the Journal of Neuroscience says obesity can disrupt reproductive health in males by altering brain circuitry. The research used mice fed a high-fat diet to mimic human obesity and found it caused reduced testosterone, lower sperm count, and diminished libido in the mice. Diminished libido in the mice. Imagine the scientist who has to measure libido in mice. Are we that worried about mice not having enough libido? Okay, I'll move on from that. But does this surprise you? And if it doesn't, I'm sure it doesn't, Derek. What product do you have to address this? Because obesity can disrupt, can alter brain circuitry.
Yeah. I believe there's a lot of truth to that. The good thing is they have no idea how. Science doesn't. It really comes back to obesity, comes back to the malabsorption of nutrients, which could be metabolic factor, which could be fungus, yeast, or mold, which could be the ability to absorb proteins and fats, which, you know, could easily be the fat buster, because fat buster has all the enzymes to break down fats.
I thought that would be the product you'd bring up in this case.
It's really a combination of all of them. And so they all function differently. They all benefit how we metabolize food. And so that it all correlates.
Let me guess, is Fat Buster your top-selling product?
Other than Restore, yes.
Well, I believe it. I saw an Ozempic story. I'll save it for next Saturday on that. But this is, again, it's a non-chemical version, basically, of Ozempic, right? I mean, that's not incorrect, is it?
No.
Okay. And it works by reducing your cravings?
Reducing cravings, improving how our metabolic system works, and it helps us navigate what amounts of food is appropriate. And I believe that is actually a key factor in gaining weight, is being able to regulate the amounts of food that we eat.
Well, if it's one of your top two sellers, I guess it does work. That's the testament right there that it works well.
It also helps us normalize and regulate cholesterol.
All right. Well, anything new? Did you change the website? You said you were going to update.
I've updated some of the labels. I'm still working on updating the descriptions, and that's a whole challenge in itself.
The labels, I should mention, pretty sweet.
They've They've transformed color, right? A lot. Yes.
Yeah, they were black and white before.
Feels like they're more representative of the product.
Yeah.
And to me, that is more. So this week, plan on taking pictures and actually having pictures of the products on the website instead of just the labels.
All right.
So we're moving along.
He's a local guy. It's a local lab. It's a local company, brainhealthformulas.com. You can order your Fat Buster, your Restore, your energy pills that you were talking about, the fungus yeast and mold oh my, all there at brainhealthformulas.com. You take all what, credit cards on that?
Credit cards, cash. However, we will, very adaptable.
Okay, that's awesome. All right. Anything else, Derek? You have a minute left here.
Thank you, John. Thank you for all of your listeners. We get a lot of phone calls throughout the week that they're very appreciative for us being on, and they're a lot of calls thanking us for having such a dynamic rapport.
Well,
we really enjoy it.
We appreciate you driving all the way from Tahoe land, where you live, to do this each and every Saturday morning and pass on this information. And you're a client, but you've been on here for a long time, and people are buying your product. And again, that's a testament for your products at brainhealthformulas.com. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure as always.
Have a nice drive back out there. We're going to break for Fox News. We're going to be back talking about those interest rates that changed and how they're affecting reverse mortgages. 884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.